Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli Daf Yudches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesamad base at the beginning of the second Perek Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol don, v'don noisoi, mi'id mi'idin noisoi. A Kohen Gadol can judge and can be judged. He can testify and others can testify about him. Choylet v'cholzen le'ishtoi, v'miyabmen le'ishtoi, avahu enu miyabem mipnei shehu osa v'almona. He can do chalitza, and his widow can do chalitza or yibum, but he may not do yibum because he's forbidden to marry a widow. Meis lemeis eni yotze la'ach emita elahein nechsin v'hu nigla, hein niglin v'hu nechsa, v'yotze mohem al pesach ha'ir, divrib meir. But Meir says if a close relative dies for whom he has to mourn, he does not follow the bier closely. Those carrying the bier, when they left a street and are covered out of sight, he enters. As long as they're exposed, he is covered. Then he doesn't enter until they reach the gate of the city of Yerushalayim. Rav Yehuda Omer, Eino Yotze Min HaMikdash Shenemar, or Min HaMikdash Lo Yotze. Rav Yehuda says he does not leave the Mikdash because the Pasuk says, and he shall not leave the Mikdash. And the Gemara says, Nicha Don, Don Noisoi V'yimno Le Antala. The Gemara asks, granted he can judge, why do we judge him? He should appoint someone to go to din in place of him through Harsha, which means the power of attorney. He gads macha shenafal lo shura. If you think about it, perhaps he will be obligated to swear, or can a shliach swear on his behalf? The Gemara asks, when he judges monetary cases, how many judges are on the basin? The Gemara answers, we need 23. We learn from the following. So the king does not sit on the Sanhedrin, and a king or Kohen Gadol does not sit amongst the Beis Din that decide whether or not to make a leap year, because it's not honourable for him to sit among a Beis Din of only seven. Tor Chami b'Shiva in Kroide Leishev l'Kol Shukain b'Shloisha Hada'omer Din Ramayna Shalai b'Efim b'Shloisha. We see it's not honourable for him to sit among seven, and all the more so among three. And this shows that when he judges monetary cases, it's with a Beis Din of 23. Amr Blaza, Kohen Gadol, Shechata, Malkin Oisai, Mavirin Oisai, Megadlusai. The Blaza says that if a Kohen Gadol sinned, we give him lashes and we don't depose him from his greatness. Amr Mana, Ksiv, Ki Neze Shemen, Mishchas, Elikov, Ani Hashem, Kiviyachol, Ma Ani, Bekadushasi, Af Aroin, Bekadushasai. The Mana says, it says in the Pasuk, in Vayikra, Pek, Chof Alas, Pasuk Yudbeis, for the crown of his God's anointing oil is upon him. Hashem says, just as I am always in my Kedusha, also Aaron and future Kohen Gadolim are also always within their Kedusha. Rabbi Hanina, Ksuba, Rabbi Ach B'Shem Rabbi Reish Lokish, Kohen Gadol Shechata, Malki Noisoi, Ein Intame Be'esim V'Shloisha, Nimses Aliyasa Yudasi. Rabbi Hanina Ksuba, quoting Rabbi Acha, quoting Reish Lokish, said that if a Kohen Gadol sinned, we give him lashes through a basin of three. If you'd say 23, it turns out that his rise to greatness is his descent, because he will be disgraced in front of many. Reish Lakish, Omar, Nasi, Shechata, Malki Noisai, Beis Din Shel Shloisha. Reish Lakish said, if a Nasi sinned, we give him lashes through a Beis Din of three. Ma Mechazanle, do we return him to his greatness afterwards? Amar Chagai, Moshe, means I swear, we do not return him, lest he kill the judge who sentenced him to be lashed. Shama Reb Yudan Nasiya, Bekas, Shalach, Gansan, Lemetfes, Reish Lakish, Tarfon, Arak Lada Mugdala the Istamarin Lahada Kvachitiya. Rav Yudan the Nasi heard that Reish Lakish said that a Nasi had lashed through a basin of three and he was angry. He sent his troop to seize Reish Lakish. He hit him and fled to a tower, some say that he fled to the village of Chitiya. The Macha Salak Rav Yochan Leveis Vada Vasalak Rav Yudan Nasi Leveis Vada. Amalei Lama Leis Mori Amalein Mila Dari. The next day, Rav Yochanan went to the Beis Medrash, and Rav Yudan went to the Beis Medrash. Rav Yudan said, why didn't you say Divrei Torah to us? Shari tafach v'chado yadei amalei v'chado tafrin. Rav Yochanan started to make a clapping noise with one hand. Rav Yudan asked, do we clap with one hand? Ela amalei loy v'loy ben lokish loy. Rav Yochanan said, no, and similarly, without Reish Lakish, no, I cannot teach. Reish Lakish would ask 24 challenges to every teaching, and Rav Yochanan found 24 answers. When Reish Lakish died, Rav Yochanan couldn't be consoled because no one could replace him and his Torah didn't increase like it used to. Amalei ela anu miftecha, amalei ba'ado magdala. Amalei lemocha ana ba'at nefuk lekadmei, sholach Rav Yochanan gabi Reish Lakish, atzid lach Mila Deiraya Deneshaya Nafik Lekadmech. Rabbi Yudin asked where is Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, in this tower. Rabbi Yudin said, tomorrow I and you will go to greet him. Rabbi Yochanan sent to Rish Lakish, prepare Dvar Torah because the Nasi will come to greet you. Nafak Lekadmoin Ma Roma Digma Didchoin Demaya Lebirayisachoin Kad Asa Rachmona Lemifrit Yasiso Leshalach Leshliach Lemalach Elhu Batsmoi Dechsev Ba'av Al Tibet Mitzayim Hu Lechol Dagon Didei. Rish Lakish went out to greet them and said, you resemble your Creator. When Hashem went to redeem Yisrael, he didn't send a Shliach or an angel, rather he himself, as it says, and I will pass through Mitzrayim. And furthermore, he came with his entire entourage. And similarly, Rabbi Yudin came with his entire entourage. Amalei Uma Chamis Meimah Hamil. So Rabbi Yudin says, why do you say the teaching about Nasi who sinned? It shamed me. Amalein Ma Asun Savrin Ma Dechayil Minchoin Havina Mana Ufana Ufanei Derachmana. Al Bani Kiloi Toiva Hashmua. And Shoki said, you think that due to fear of you I would refrain from teaching a law of the Torah? Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak said that we learn from the Pasuk Al Bani Kiloi Toiva Hashmua, which was the rebuke that Eli HaKoyim was giving to his sons. He said, no, my sons, for the rumor is not good. And then the end of the Pasuk says, Ma'avirin Am Hashem, which we explain to mean, we are Ma'avir, we depose him for doing so. Rulaza b'shem Kahana Lamalan Lamalan Mekane Safa Lamata Lamatan Mekane Safa Rav Yochanan Lamatan Mamish. Rulaza, quoting Kahana, said that when others tear their garments due to the death of a relative, they tear from below, and the Kohen Gadol tears from above. Above is meaning as above Kana Safa, which means the neck opening, and below is literally at the bottom of the garment. Rav Yochanan Salak Mevakol Rav Chanina Goy Istalta. Shama de Damech Ama Shalach Va'aifi Manoi Tavoi de Shubsa Ubazai. Rav Yochanan went out to visit Rav Chanina, who was sick. When he was in the street, he heard that Rav Chanina died. He said that they should send to him his good big day Shabbos, his Shabbos clothes, and he tore them. Rav Yochanan Paleg Abu Yudan, the Taote Va'asya de Velaza B'Shem Kahana Kub Yudah. Rav Yochanan argues with Rav Yudan about two matters, means about where to tear, as we'll see, and Rav Yudan holds that one tears for his Rebbe only if most of his chachma was from him. Rav Lazar's teaching in the name of Kahana is like Rav Yudin. Rav Yudin lo yifreim kol ikar. If it's like Rav Yudin, he shouldn't tear at all, because he holds that any tear below is nothing. Lo asya, if you say, da ela al aviv val imay kiv meir. And the answer is, according to Rav Lazar, our Mishnah refers only to his father and mother, according to Rav Meir. Tani akol amethim, ein mavdil kanasafa ela al aviv val imay, divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yudin oimer, Kol Kerashaina Mavdil Kanasafa Ariza Kerashel Tiflus. We have a Baisa, the Rav Meir says that for all people that passed away, close relatives, one does not divide Kanasafa only for his father and mother, whereas Rav Yudin says any tear that does not divide Kanasafa is a empty tear, is not a mitzvah. Maikadoin, how do you explain this, that the Kohen Gadol tears from the bottom? Chaimahu b'Kohen Gadol, she says She'ainu Mavdil Kanasafa. The answer is the stringency of the Kohen Gadol, he does not divide Kanasafa, because lo yifom means it does not tear like others. Kohen Gadol makriv oinen v'le oichel divrei Meir. Rav Meir says that the Kohen Gadol offers karbonos even when he's an oinen, which means it's before the burial of his close relative or on the same day, but he does not eat kodshim. Rav Yehuda oimer kol oisa yom, Rav Yehuda says in any case he may offer the entire day. Rav Shimon oimer goimer kol avodah sheyesh biyadei uvar loy. Rav Shimon says that he finishes all the avodah in his hand and he goes. Ben Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, chada, Ben Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Chada, Ben Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Hach Nasa. Rav Meir and Rav Shimon argue about one matter, which means when he may continue to serve after finishing the avodah in his hand. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon argue about one other matter, which is whether or not he may enter the Mikdash to serve if he was outside. And Rav Meir and Yehuda argue only about entering. Rav Yaakov Bar Dasi Mafsik Beinehoin. The text of Rav Yaakov Bar Dasi explicitly distinguishes the opinions of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir Oimer Haya Bifnim, which says Lehaya Yotze, Haya Bechutz, Lehaya Nichnas. Rav Yehuda Oimer Haya Bifnim, which says Lehaya Yotze, Haya Bechutz, Haya Nichnas. Rav Shimon Oimer Goimek La'avoda Sheyesh Biyadei Uvaloi. Rav Meir says that if he was inside, he doesn't leave. If he was outside, he doesn't enter. Rav Yehuda says if he was inside, he doesn't leave. If he was outside, he enters. Rav Shimon says he finishes all the avodah in his hand and comes and then he goes home. Rav Yosi Bar Rivun, B'shem Rav Huna, if you say Masnisa Messiah Rav Shimon, ומן המקדש ליצא עמהם, אין יצא, אבל יצא הוא אחריהם. רבי יוסי ברבון, quoting Rehuna, said that Abaisa supports Rav Shimon. ומן המקדש ליצא, and he should not come out of the Mikdash with them, means people accompanying the mace, he does not leave, but he leaves after them. According to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, he doesn't leave. They should say, אלא הם מחוסים והוא נגלה, הם נגלים והוא מחוסה, יצא, should say, עמהם עד פסח העיר, did Rav Meir. So Rav Meir explains that rather those following the bear are covered and he's exposed, entering the previous area past, they are exposed and he is covered until they get to the gate of the city. Rav Yehuda Neimer, and Yitzhak ben Hamikdash, and their mount ben Hamikdash lo Yitzei, Yitzei lo haya choze. Rav Yehuda says he does not leave the Mikdash at all because it says, ben Hamikdash lo Yitzei, if he left, he doesn't return.
Viabou, Bishem Rabbelazar, Ein Anina el Lameis Bovad, Yechsev, Va'onu, Va'avloi, Pesachea. Viabou, quoting Rabbelazar, said that Aninus, state of Aninus is only for a mace if a person dies. As it says, and this is a pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Gimel pasuk Chaf Vav, and Va'anu and her gate shall lament and mourn. Anu meaning lament. And the previous pasuk spoke about your men shall fall by the sword. Masayich b'chera v'ipoilu. Hesiv chiyah ba'ada v'hakfir ba'anu dayagim. Chiyah ba'ada asks that we find a different pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Yotes pasuk Ches that says, and the fishermen shall lament and mourn. Kini masnifin she'ein aninus tuma ela lemeis bovad. Rechina answered that Baisa means that aninus is like tuma, means forbids eating kodshim even the following night, only if the aninus is for a mace. Tani eve aninus neshas misa alchas kavura divi rabbi v'chamayimim kol oisa hayim. We have a Baisa that says, what is aninus? It's from the time of death of the close relative until the time of burial. Rebbe says his opinion, but Chacham say it's the entire day. Ashkechet ma kulas v'chumus al-daited de Rebbe, kulas v'chumus al-daited de Rabbanon. It turns out there's a leniency and stringency in Rebbe's opinion, and there's leniency and stringency in the Rabbanon's opinion. Ma mask mi bein hehoin, meis v'nikra b'shahatoi, al-daited de Rabbanon osa kol oisa yoim, al-daited de Rebbe, eino osa ela oisa shah vilvad. What do they all give out? If a person died and was buried in his time, which means on that day, according to Rabbanon, the entire day is forbidden. According to Rebbe, it's only until that time of burial, means he's more lenient. Meis v'nikvala achas shloisha yomim, andasid Rabbanon asa kolaisa hayoim, andasid Rebbe asa ad shloisha yomim. If he died and was buried after 3 days, according to Rabbanon, only that entire day is forbidden. According to Rebbe, he's forbidden until that time, which means that he's more stringent. Also, Rabbi Yavor, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chista, Tavei Hoin, Marin, Moide, Rabbi Lechachomim, Shein Asa, El Oisa, Hayem Bovad. Rabbi Yavor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chista, both said that in the latter case, Rabbi agrees that only that day of death is forbidden. Ka'adol Tani, Rabbi Oime, Tezlecha, Shein Aninus, Laila, Teira, Shari Amu, Oinen, Tevel, Va'oichel, Bifre, La'erev. We have a second bite of the source that Rabbi says you should know, the laninus of the night after the death is not midaraisa, because they said that an oinen immerses in eats pesach at night, which implies that he could not eat until night. If so, we have to say that the mace was not buried, because if he was, Rebbe permits even during the day after the burial. Bahari amu aninus teira, was going to ask in the first baisa, Rebbe said that aninus is midaraisa until the burial. Rav Yasa, Rav Brun, b'shem Rav Chuna, tipate, shenikva, b'dimdume chama. Rav Yasa, Rav Brun, quoting Rav Chuna, answered that the second Baisa discusses when he was buried at sunset, so therefore there's no time remaining on that day.